Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul. And our guests today are Brian Hutton and Bruce Farnsworth, who are here to talk about Brian's new play, In Their Own Words, Emma Goldman and Adolph Fisher. This is going to be presented one night only at the MTS Gallery in Mountain View on First Friday, August 7th.
Welcome, guys.
Good morning.
So,
good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. You fellows are, you producer, co-producer, Brian, we'll start with you. The show, In Their Own Words, Emma Goldman, she's a popular figure in,
she's probably the most famous of anarchists in the history of the U.S. And people who know about that realm of our history know about her. Adolph Fisher is a character who's a little bit less known, but sometimes people will know about the Haymarket incident. This was a trial that was held after a public meeting where anarchists were talking to some folks following a meeting at the McCormick Harvester Company. The day before, there had been a bunch of people beaten and some deaths, and there was a protest meeting.
So they were striking for wages?
It was they were shooting for the 8-hour day at that point. And Adolph Fisher was one of the 8 anarchists that were rounded up after some person threw a bomb into the air and some policemen were killed and some folks were injured at the Haymarket Square incident. And the trial proceeded into the next year. This was 1886, 1887. And it was seen as one of the biggest frame-ups in the history of the U.S. because these guys were simply anarchists at the time. They had nothing to do with the bomb. Some of them weren't even there at the Haymarket incident.
Okay, and your show is about?
It's about the parallel autobiographies. Emma Goldman, Adolph happens to be a great-great-granduncle of mine.
Oh.
And there was a family picnic many years ago where my aunt came from a class where she was doing family trees, and she said, well, look at this guy. It's like, I had never heard anything about him. I was in my 30s. And this guy was hung in Haymarket, and it was like, oh.
There was a public execution.
Yeah.
Wow. All 8 guys were...
Well, 4 of them were hung. Adolph was one of the 4 hung. Wow. And at the time, Emma Goldman was a 20-year-old, and she was involved in kind of a luckless marriage of inconvenience and had something of a life by that time. But she watched the trials, or she heard about the trials, and at the point of the hanging, the day of the hanging, she sort of packed her bags, left her marriage, and went off to find the movement, which informed the rest of her life. She was actually buried near the Haymarket Monument in Chicago.
And it was a galvanizing experience and for her and for you as well. Has it kind of fanned any revolutionary flames in you?
I was always kind of curious about how I, in a family that never spoke politics at the dinner table, I was sort of politically interested. And suddenly finding out about this guy, something made a little bit more sense. I don't know if there's a politics gene. But at any rate, it sort of made, it made a little bit more sense. That, why wouldn't a family talk politics at the dinner table? There's many reasons. Sometimes politics is kind of, they say don't talk politics or religion.
Right, right.
But at any rate, it sort of made a little bit more sense to me, sort of the things I was interested in. And it sort of, I felt like, there is a history to all of this stuff. So I started to bump into his name in Howard Zinn's book, for example, and Emma Goldman's name kept coming up whenever I found anything about Adolph.
So you found some letters.
I found, actually, he wrote an autobiography, and she wrote a two-volume autobiography.
Yeah.
And when I first started, you know, Googling things on the internet, I found, you know, a little bit of stuff. But in the past 3 years, there's been more and more stuff out there. I found the transcripts from the trials of all eight. And this was a chance for them to sort of put out what they were thinking about.
Well, I was always interested in the labor movement, so that's why Emma Goldman has been a heroine of mine all these years. But I think we should bring Bruce into this. And Bruce, why are you have an art gallery? What does this play have to do with your art gallery? Let's hear more about it.
We founded the MTS Gallery about 3 years ago out in the former Mobile Trailer Supply property after a nonprofit organization called the Anchorage Community Land Trust purchased the property. Kind of at our request, we said we would, if they would buy it, we would turn it into an art center. That's still a goal of ours, and it's moving forward sort of slowly, incrementally. We like to think of it as organically, but but the gallery is in its third season, and very shortly after we opened it, we thought it was just going to be a regular exhibition venue for visual artists. The space was good. Visual artists liked it. We got a really good response from them in terms of responding to our calls for proposals, and that was nice. We felt like it was a useful thing to have done because so many people came forward. But then we discovered that there was this pent-up desire to have some kind of venue for people that wanted to either pursue or experiment with performance art. Anchorage has never really been, I don't think anyway, in my experience, a really big performance art center. Out north has a long history, of course, as everybody knows, of of fostering it and bringing in kind of nationally recognized performance artists. But there wasn't much of a kind of grassroots community of people
Other than under 30.
And at this point, I should break in. You're listening to Stage Talk on KSKA. Our guests are Brian Hutton, writer, actor, and presenter of a new show, which goes up on August 7th, in their own words, Emma Goldman and Ado Fischer, and the man we were just listening to, Bruce Farnsworth, who is the founder and co-director of the MTS Gallery in Mountain View. Please continue.
Well, all I really wanted to say is that it was exciting because people started coming forward, and we came up with this idea of doing something that would hopefully meet some of this need. And we chose to do it on First Fridays. We made a decision that we didn't want to have our visual art exhibition openings on First Fridays because we didn't want to water down the downtown art walk or compete with that in any way. So we invented this this event called Open Close, which takes place at First Fridays after hours. It's an 8 to 10 p.m. Gathering and featuring usually performance art. And we've had a lot of really interesting performance art that's gone on in the gallery. This is actually Brian's second time around. He proposed a performance art piece that he did in our last season. And there's a couple of other artists that are on their second second visit to the gallery coming up this season. But we have a full season of performance art scheduled for First Fridays, and you know we're just happy to do it. It's apparently there's a need, and there's clearly clearly an audience.
Well, I can attest to that. I've been to many of these events, and they are quite well attended. And it's always surprising, and you see things that you wouldn't see in a normal theatrical venue because it's not theater, it's performance art. And it's that hybrid which overlaps into both worlds and then some. And it's a really nice setting because it's as informal as it is. You're in a gallery, which is a box, which is, you know, surrounded with art. And it's late night, and so it has a kind of a avant-garde edge to it, if there's such a thing anymore. and it's a perfect place for a guy like you, Brian,
I gotta say, it's been great. The last one was called 20th Century Man Part 2, and I brought in my time machine. And I was performing in the context of all these amazing ceramic pieces that were around. So, I mean, you not only have that space that you sculpt out as a performance space, but the whole context is something that you don't find in a theater. This time around, there's an amazing show, Aaron Pollock and Steph.
The Wax Heads, yeah.
Kesey? Yeah.
Steph
and Aaron have produced an incredible show. Yeah. It doesn't necessarily have to do with what I'm doing, but the context is really unbelievable.
This is just an aside. The thought occurred to me. Is avant-garde now retro?
In our postmodern world, and even I think postmodern is retro. I mean, I don't know. We're in the black holding pattern. It hasn't changed in a long time. Well, pink is the new black, and everybody here, for the benefit of you at home, we're all wearing pink.
Okay, back on subject. Sorry.
You're listening to Art Theory.
Yeah.
This sounds more like an actual under 30 type of performance art.
You're
a very good writer, and I've always enjoyed your work.
This is very different from most of the things I've done.
This is a play. You actually have somebody. Usually, it's just a solo guy thing, or you and music, a couple of musicians, and this is a different lineup.
And it's generally my own text. This is absolutely. This is somewhere in between reader's theater and performance art and play.
It's epistolatory. It's like love letters. Yeah. They're reading their letters to each other.
Well, they never met. Which is another interesting thing, but her life was informed by his words, and she later wrote this autobiography. She's like 62 years old at the time of the things that she's writing. He was like 28, so they have a vast difference in terms of their life experiences.
Sounds very interesting.
At the times that they're writing, the idea of what informs a young woman's or a young man's decision at, say, 20 years old, what makes them become politically aware, became more and more central to what I was thinking about with this.
Are you a character in the play? I mean, performance art is where you play yourself.
So
you're a presenter.
I'll probably say something about the context of Adolf being a relative and how I found out about that. But basically the piece itself, I have a brief sort of prologue and epilogue about Emma, because this is a moment for her when she was 20 years old. Mark, I'd spoken to Mark yesterday about the fact that the actors, we're sort of spread out. We're working Skype rehearsals for the first time.
Yeah, this is a new thing.
Yeah.
And I think it
didn't work last night, but we're going to try it again tonight.
So this way you could actually rehearse on the phone. Like, this is like the picture phone. It's like the Jetsons. We were supposed to have this in the 70s.
Natasha Alla, who is in Kenai, will be playing Emma.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah. Okay, she's a good actress as well.
And Mark Stoneburner will be playing Adolf.
My goodness.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I will be there if I possibly can.
We got some real quality acting.
It's terrific.
However, we have to bring this to a close.
Sure.
Our time is running out. It's been a very fast 15 minutes. And I want to thank Brian Hutton and Bruce Farnsworth for coming to tell us about, in their own words, Emma Goldman and Adolf Fischer, performing one night only, which sounds like something we could use more of, at the MTS Gallery in Mountain View, 8 to 10 p.m. on first Friday, August
7th. Performance at 9 p.m. sharp.
Okay, thanks a lot for coming in, guys.
Thank you.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. At Cyrano's, Meshuggah Nuns runs through August 16th. Show times are Thursday through Saturday at 7 p.m. with a Sunday matinee at 3 p.m. Tickets are available through centertix.net or by calling 263-ARTS or by going to Cyrano's on the night of the show. Cyrano's Theater Company is located downtown in Anchorage on D Street between 4th and 5th.
And finally, Brian Hutton's premiere, One Night Only. This show is called, in their own words, Emma Goldman and Adolf Fischer. And this play features music by Sally Young-Rice. And this will be two Fridays from now on August 7th at the MTS Gallery in Mountain View as part of the First Friday Performance Series. Doors open at 8 and the show starts at 9 p.m. This event is open and free to the public and will be at the MTS Gallery in Mountain View.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at kska.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Muro for KSKA.